This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Infrastructure is the big picture economic idea right now, in no small part because the Biden administration is pushing hard on its infrastructure plan. Trillions of dollars, as you've heard, for the green economy, the tech economy, the care economy, but also the just plain old infrastructure economy, including $111 billion in water. A lot of the attention that water infrastructure gets is about leaky pipes or toxic pipes or worse in a lot of big cities. But in some places, places that are closer to home than you might think, the needs are a bit more basic, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Jonathan Young is at work at the Chick-fil-A restaurant he manages in Waldorf, Maryland on a Sunday when it's usually closed. Young and about a half dozen other volunteers fill two big pickup trucks, the Chick-fil-A catering van, and a few cars with six packs of gallon jugs of water, paid for by employees of the fast food restaurant.
Today we're going to be delivering about 600 gallons of water.
To the rural community of Nanjemoy, Maryland. They make the 40-minute trip about once a month.
The first time that the water delivery happened, our point of contact in Nanjemoy, who was helping us deliver the water, kept getting phone calls and people were asking him, hey, I saw you guys delivering water, do you have any for us? And we only had 150 gallons that time, so he said no.
There are more than 70 families in Nanjemoy who don't have potable water coming into their homes, according to Lifestyles of Maryland, the local nonprofit that organizes these volunteer visits. Nanjemoy is less than 40 miles from the nation's capital, and its residents are not alone in this situation.
There are 2 million Americans living without running water and basic indoor plumbing, and many more without sanitation.
Sarah Amanzada is with the U.S. Water Alliance.
And it's largely an invisible crisis. Low-income people, they're people in rural areas, they're people of color.
Which describes the residents of this part of Nanjemoy, Maryland, to a T. Drive down the narrow dirt roads, partially washed out by recent rains, and you'll find clusters of trailer homes. Some have wells, but often the water isn't drinkable.
And we've been able to put 4 porta potties and 4 hand washing stations out.
Tammy Gaussman is the volunteer coordinator for Lifestyles of Maryland.
And as soon as we did that, we got a bunch more families that came forward in need.
Like the Dyson family, who live in a 2-bedroom trailer home. Torinda, her husband, their daughter, and 3 grandchildren. Before the porta potty, Torinda Dyson says they had a pot in the house that she or another family member would clean out twice a day. She stopped using their outhouse a couple of years ago, worried about snakes in the woods. Dyson likes the privacy of the new setup.
I enjoyed it. I've come out here with my phone and be sitting up.
She has a well, but its water gets muddy on windy, rainy days like this one. Now the family has a hand-washing station, plus the deliveries of bottled water, which they use for drinking and cooking and baths. They heat up the clean water on the oil stove or in the microwave, and each morning, everyone takes turns, starting with her daughter.
And then when she takes the kids out to the road, I take my bath.
And Dyson is used to this version of normal. She takes pride in the fact that she and her family who live in the area take care of each other and make do with what they have.
It really don't bother me because I've been doing it so long.
A lack of potable water isn't the only infrastructure problem in this part of Nanjemoy. Several areas don't have paved roads, garbage pickup, or streetlights. Local historian Tarawana Renee Keyes says it's all a legacy of generations of poverty.
The people who are living adjacent to the plantations in which our family members toil on as slaves.
Just minutes away, there are sprawling estates with more comfortable homes. Those residents pay to install septic systems, better wells, and other services. Volunteer Jonathan Young says delivering water to Nanjemoy has opened his eyes.
And you want to talk about, like, wealth gaps within, like, a small community. I mean, Nanjemoy, there are some very, you know, middle, upper-class people who live in Nanjemoy. So it's not like the whole place is without water.
Young says he wants lawmakers negotiating over infrastructure an hour away in the nation's capital to keep in mind their neighbors who lack basic infrastructure. In Nanjemoy, Maryland, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.